she runs around to that boy, a nigger. She knew who his parents were then. She went around there and took one of the men in the mission there, when they went with him. They went around to his nigger boy's parents to see him. She'd heard that they were good Christians. And this boy was really didn't have all his marbles. He's kind of just a retarded, but powerful, just like an ape. I went up to the trial. I went up there and stayed up there 10 days, 2 weeks, and was trying him. And I got the law. The law is not too strict against attempted crimes. But we got him put away for 30 years. But he'd be subject to, he'd be willing, he can get out in 12 years on good behavior. I don't know, I just don't know. I saw him.
That's been an awful thing to go through.
It was a terrible thing for a mother and me. Well, Billy Graham's father-in-law, Judge Mr. They were having some kind of a conference in Nashville at the time. And he went to see Sarah Reagan a dozen times. Last time he went, he gave a check. Said, "Now I want you to give this to church. This is for you. I want you to use this on something personal for yourself." He's a wonderful man, Dr. Nelson, Bill Graham's father-in-law. He'd been a missionary to China himself. Bill Graham's wife, was born in China. She was a missionary's daughter. Well, I saw Dr. Nelson personally. After that, some years after that, heard him make a talk down at the Reformed Seminary down at Jackson.
When did your daughter decide she wanted to go into that work?
When she was small, young.
Really?
When she was in college. She prepared herself for it. She went over and spent the summers at a very remote place in the Delta on the banks of the river over here in Tallahatchie River, over in Tallahatchie County, at what the place they call White Lake. And those citizens in that community made a cotton crop every year after the water went down. And they were good people, but they were not too much education. Some of them pretty well educated. But she got working among them, and they say would go over and just live over there. And several times I had driven over there to go to church with them on Sunday. And she was just as much beloved by those people she was by the Koreans. And she lived a very austere life there. No conveniences of any kind, and very plain food. She ate what they ate, and a lot of times wore rubber boots, some kind of being wet, no gravel, there wasn't no gravel roads or nothing. But she really trained herself for an austere life as a missionary. Well, that's life. Never know what's going to happen. You got to let the Lord lead you.
Has this county been, do you know when it was organized?
The county was organized in 1835.
Has it always been?
We had a centennial celebration in 1835.
Has it always gone by the same name?
Bolivar County. Named for Simon Bolivar, South American patriot.
How old are you now, Mr.?
I'm 81, just passed my 81st birthday.
You've always been a farmer?
All my life. I'm a public servant. I've been a member of the levy board in this, from this, representing this county for 40 years. And I went on as a young man and still on it. I'm going to serve this time out and quit. I never have had any opposition. Never had any. It's an elected job, but I never had no opposition.
Say this is the levy board?
Levy, Mississippi Board of Mississippi Levy Commissioners, that's
what,
right.
What is it, exactly does that do?
Well, we have the responsibility of this levy out here that protects this country from the ravages of the Mississippi flood. Then we have to cooperate with the Corps of Engineers. We provide them with rights of way. We have a lot of duties that people don't realize we have. Then another duty that's been put on us is this interior drainage program that the government passed in 1941.